The problem with trying to job search in the pivot phase is you don't have clarity. You have no clear context for which kinds of jobs you will actually find fulfilling. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. I'm going to be talking you through the first of the three career phases. And I'm talking more about all three of these phases so that you can understand which one you're in, know which problem you're actually experiencing in your career, and how to solve them. I'll be breaking down things like common struggles you might experience in each phase of your career, common mistakes that you might be making, your goals, your desires, and the kind of support that you're going to need. Before I go further, it's important to recognize that these phases aren't linear, meaning you don't go from one to the next to the other, but rather they're cyclical, meaning that you can be in any of these, or rather you will be in any of these phases at different points in your career. The first of the three career phases is the pivot phase. And in this phase of your career, you're usually feeling unhappy in your career, but you have no idea what else you can do. And so you're trying to figure out what other career paths, what other career options are out there and available to you based on your skill set. Some common struggles that you might experience in this phase of your career is one, not knowing what you enjoy doing. So a lack of clarity about what you're interested in, what energizes you, what activates you can make it really hard to figure out what you want to do for a living. So if you don't know what you're interested in, you might have a hard time figuring out which roles make the most sense for you or even what industries you might want to go into. The second struggle that you might experience in this phase is that you don't know which of your skills are transferable. This one is particularly common if you have been in the current path that you're in your career for a long time. So maybe you've been in the same job, the same role, or with the same company for, I would say, 8 or more years. It can be really difficult to then know, of all the skills that you've developed over time, which of those skills can you actually leverage and transition into a different role, particularly when you know that you're going to be pivoting your career entirely and doing something different. In this phase of your career, you often struggle with figuring out, how do I market the skills I've done in one context to secure a role in a separate context? And the final struggle, the final really common struggle that you might be experiencing in this phase is the fear of starting over in your career. So when you've been on the same path in your career for a while, the idea of pivoting to do something that's totally different from what you've always done can be terrifying, especially when you have no idea what that something else is. You have no idea if you'll be successful in it, if there will be jobs available for you. It can really freak you out, but you know that what you're doing right now is making you unhappy. And so that exacerbates the fear because you don't know what else is out there. And you know that if you stay where you are, you will be unhappy. That can lead to a lot of fear. So those are some of the most common struggles that you will experience in the pivot phase. And because of these struggles, some of the most common emotions that usually tend to arise are feelings of unhappiness because you're not happy at work, feelings of confusion when you don't know what else is available to you, feeling discouraged and feeling lost in your career because you don't know what your next step needs to be. When you are in the pivot phase of your career, your desire is usually to transition into a career path where you feel more energized, the work you're doing is more fulfilling, and you feel like you're making a meaningful contribution into the world and the world of work in general. If that sounds familiar, if that is sounding like you so far, then you should definitely check out my signature coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. FYFC is a program where I help women who are unhappy at work get super clear about who they are so that they can find and secure a fulfilling career with a five-figure salary increase. Now, let's talk about some of the most common mistakes that you might be making if you are in the pivot phase of your career. The first mistake that I see women regularly make is trying to job search. So you know that you're unhappy where you are now. You know that this job is not fulfilling. You're not satisfied. You're feeling undervalued, unfulfilled. You're feeling depressed, really. And so your thought is, okay, I need to go do something else so that I can be happy at work. And you think that the logical next step is to job search. And this is where you find yourself looking at job boards like LinkedIn, Indeed.com. You're scrolling job boards 2 a.m. in the middle of the night trying to find a job. But what usually happens is you spend all that time looking at job posting after job posting, and that just leaves you feeling dissatisfied and discouraged. Because every time you look at a job, the thought that occurs to you is, what if I hate this job just as much? Or what if I get into this job and it's just as miserable? Or how do I know that this job will even be better than where I am now? So when you try to job search in the pivot phase, you either end up not finding anything that you will be satisfied in, and so you stay stuck in that job that you're feeling miserable in, or you go into a new job and a few months in, 3 months, 6 months in, you're unhappy again. You find that you are just as miserable as you were in your previous career. The problem with trying to job search in the pivot phase is you don't have clarity. You have no clear context for which kinds of jobs you will actually find fulfilling, especially when you've been doing the same thing in your career for a number of years. Because when you go to job search, what you're most likely doing is that you are looking at jobs and picking a job based on what you've been doing in your career. But you already know that what you've been doing in your career isn't fulfilling. And so that's why you end up in this cycle of bad job after bad job, because you are job searching without clarity. Which then leads me to the second mistake that you likely are making in this pivot phase. You are only applying to jobs that are similar to what you've done in the past. And honestly, this mistake is understandable. If you've only done one thing in your career, that's the only context you have for what you might be able to do in your career. But here's the problem with this one. Just because you can do something in your career doesn't mean you actually enjoy it. Even worse, because you're in the pivot phase, you already know that you're unhappy in your career. And so you know that the thing that you've always done in your career is something that you don't like. And yet you base your decision about what to do next on jobs that you've hated in the past. So this also then leads you to going into another job that you're either going to be miserable in or really feel dissatisfied. The third mistake that you are likely making in this phase of your career where you're unhappy is that you're trying to get a promotion or a raise in your job. So you often think to yourself, if I can just get a promotion, if I can just get more responsibilities, if I can just make more money, I won't be as unhappy as I am now. And this could not be further from the truth. Because guess what? You know you're unhappy in this job. A promotion usually means more responsibility on the same path. And so all you're going to be doing is staying in a job, really, or a space where you're unhappy, but with more responsibilities because you got a promotion. Or if you get a raise, then you just got more money to be unhappy. And I know that it might sound like you might be thinking to yourself, well, if I have money, then I can do other things that make me happy. Well, here's the thing. Yes, you're totally right. If you have money, you can go on vacation, you can buy yourself gifts, you can spoil yourself, whatever it may be. But here's the problem with that. Those things will only last for so long. At the end of the day, you're going to come back and spend 40 hours a week doing work that is making you unhappy and miserable. And so at some point, money stops being a game changer for your career satisfaction. At some point, you're just getting paid really well to be unhappy. So if those are the most common mistakes, what do you need to be doing? Well, in the pivot phase of your career, your focus needs to be on getting clear about who you are so that you can find and figure out what career paths are most aligned with who you are in this season of your life so that you can be fulfilled and satisfied at work. The thing is, for you to feel satisfied and fulfilled in your career, that job or your career path has to be aligned with who you are. But who you are today is not who you were 5 years ago and is not who you will be in 5 years. At any given point in your career, usually about 2 to 3 years, you're evolving and you're growing. And so it is important that you are honoring your evolution in your career. Now, when I talk about the second phase transition, you'll see the difference a bit in making that 2 to 3 year change. In the pivot phase, you likely have already held multiple different jobs in the space that you're in, or you've been in that space for 10 or more years. So at this point, you know that the space you're in is no longer it. You know that you don't want to be a teacher anymore. You don't want to be an engineer anymore. You know that it's time for a shift. You just have no idea what that shift is. So your focus needs to really be on understanding, who are you in this season? How have you grown? How have you changed? How have you evolved? So that you can then understand what work tasks, what companies, what industries are most aligned with who you are. And based on that information, you can make a decision about your next most fulfilling career path. So if your focus needs to be on getting clarity about who you are so that you can find an aligned career path, what does that look like? What clarity do you need to get? Well, let's get into that. In the pivot phase, there are 4 things you need to focus on before you can make a pivot into a different career path. First, you absolutely must clarify your non-negotiable values. So your non-negotiable values refer to those boundaries, those work boundaries that absolutely cannot be violated by an organization. Because if they are violated, you know that you will be unhappy in your career. Your non-negotiable values refers to your core beliefs that drive you, the things that make you light up. If you look at your current role, your current job, and you think of every time you have felt offended, you have felt annoyed, you have felt irritated, if you trace it, you will realize that each time you felt those emotions, it's because one or more of your non-negotiable values was being violated. The second thing you need to clarify and figure out is, what exactly are your transferable skills? As a matter of fact, not just your transferable skills, but your high power transferable skills. Here's the thing. If you've been working for 8 or more years, you have likely developed a ton of skills in a ton of different things. This is especially true when we think of most workplaces today where they hire you for one thing and then they keep adding more responsibilities to your role. And so by the end of your tenure with the company, you're doing more roles or different things than what you were actually hired to do. And so that means that over your career, you will get good at many things. You will develop skills in many areas. But just because you're good at something doesn't mean you enjoy it. If you do anything long enough, by nature of time and practice, you will eventually get good at it. So your high power skills refer to, of all the skills that you have, which of those skills do you actually enjoy using? Which of those skills do you thrive in? And so once we figure out what are those skills you enjoy using, then which of those skills are actually transferable into other contexts? Once you figure out and clarify your high power transferable skills, marketing yourself for different roles becomes a lot easier. In the pivot phase of your career, you also need to figure out your zone of genius interest areas. Remember, one of the problems in this area or in this phase is that you're no longer happy at work, you're not enjoying your work, you're not motivated, but you don't know what else you can do. One of the quickest ways to figure out what else you can do is figuring out, where do you light up? What are you interested in? What are those topics, ideas, and concepts that energize you and light you up? And it's important that when you're doing this, you don't just look at your career, because that's a box that we often fall into, is when we're trying to figure out what else we can do in our career, we only look at our career history. But the things you do in your free time, in your personal life, outside of work, all those things give you context clues for what you might enjoy in your career. I remember actually right now in the cohort of Find a Fulfilling Career that I'm working in, a couple of weeks ago, we worked on this exact thing, clarifying your zone of genius interest areas. And in the program, we used evidence-based assessments to help you quickly get results so that in the next 6 months, you can transition. And one of the women I'm working in right now, after we did the work on clarifying your zone of genius interest areas, one of the things that showed up for her was that she really lights up when she's working with her hands. And when we were having our coaching coaching session. She was telling me how that one really threw her off because in her career, she's never really done things with her hands. It's mostly, for the most part, been computer-based work. And as we kept having conversation, what we realized was that she comes alive when she's working with her hands outside of work. So she does things like knitting, gardening, putting things together, and she really enjoys those things. That's why it showed up as a zone of genius. And so just because she hasn't had the opportunity to work with her hands in her career doesn't mean that isn't something she enjoys. What we now know is that her next career needs to leverage an ability to work with her hands in some way, shape, or form. So the point I'm trying to make here is don't limit yourself to just your work history. Because if you are like some of the women I've worked with, your entire work history has been miserable. And so you can't look only at work where you've been miserable for the answers to new work where you want to be fulfilled, satisfied, and happy. The other thing that you're going to need to build out in this phase of your career and get clarity on is your transition plan. If you know that you're going to need to pivot into something else, you have to map out what that will look like. You can't just jump into job searching without clarity on those three things that I mentioned and clarity on what your transition will look like. When are you going to move into a new job? Do you have enough finances to job search for a while? Are you going to quit this new job to move into something else? Or are you going to stay in this job while you look for something else? If you stay in this job where you already know you've been unhappy, what are you going to do to ameliorate that dissatisfaction in the meantime while you plan your pivot? You have to really map out over the next 12 months, what will your pivot look like? What do you need to put in place? If in clarifying your transferable skills, you realize that you have some skills gaps that you need to fill in, what are you going to do to fill those gaps? You have to really map out step by step, what will your pivot look like? So there you have it, the first of three phases that you might be in your career, the pivot phase, some of the common struggles that you might be experiencing. If this resonated with you and you would like some more support navigating out of this phase and into a more fulfilling career, check out the show notes, or you can go to leaveyourmiserablejob.com. Again, that link is leaveyourmiserablejob.com. For more details about my free training, Leave Your Miserable Job and Live a Fulfilled Life in Just Two Steps, where I walk you step by step through how you can get out of the pivot phase and secure a fulfilling job with a five-figure salary increase. Thank you again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.